I think he's the worst president maybe in the history of our country. Look at what happened as an example. He talks about Ukraine. I believe I know far more about foreign policy than he knows. Look at Ukraine. He talks about Ukraine. Well, you know how tough he is, right? How tough he is with Russia. In the meantime, they took over Crimea. And I understood that. Most papers covered what I said accurately.
Thank God he's here.
The files are in the computer.
They're in the computer.
Wow.
I can't do shit. I don't understand how to do shit. But you know what's weird? I get really good at computers when it comes to figuring out how to re-download The Sims onto any hardware.
Did you laird me, by the way?
No, I left it up to you to get deep. You want shrooms or do you want turmeric? Or do you want a combo?
I want a combo. I want the layered combo. I'm very tired. You're not going to let sleep last night. But anyway, this is Digi Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by Ray Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day down here.
You sound fucking good down there, Freed. Can you make some sounds, Dog?
Yeah. Okay. So okay. Ooh, I'm thinking nice about finding myself a used but refurbished Apple computer because nice. I'm on a new PC for work and it is
a true nightmare.
Really a real, you know, learning curve. But it's crazy how adaptable us humans are because it's only been 2 weeks, but I feel like I've really nailed it. At first, it felt like my fingers were like 3 times bigger than they should be as I'm like clunking around this thing, but I've gotten better.
Well, I feel like our audience, and I could be wrong, I actually don't know if this is true or not, are probably PC heads.
Yeah, I feel like if anyone in our audience is like a gamer, you got to be a PC person or have a gaming computer.
You got to build that shit, right?
Yeah, I think there's a, you can do it without a gaming PC, but it's not nearly as nice.
Yeah.
Because they're more powerful, etc. But yeah, everybody sounds pretty good, I think.
All right.
Sorry, I came in late today because I had some music that came out this morning and I had to tweet about it. I had to Instagram about it.
Oh, whoa.
Because so that people in Europe could see it.
Good for you.
Are you bigger in Europe than the United States?
I think so, yeah. Nice, I actually saw this morning, I had this is like, it really frustrated me when I saw it, when I was like, wait a second, that's actually kind of cool. But I saw somebody, one of the comments on the, because this is a very personal record, and I saw one of the comments on the Bandcamp page where it's released, gave like a, this isn't nearly as good as your first record.
Oh.
and it was kind of like, fuck you, but then I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. That's kind of cool to like,
even
be in a situation
that
where somebody can be critiquing your music against your other music.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's actually like such a cool thing.
And I don't know who this guy is, but he's a fucking dweeb because that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that guy's definitely trying to cut his first record.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
And you're on to your second.
No, I'm on my fifth.
You're on to your fifth.
My fifth record, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's not.
Wonder.
He's not
being
happy about
jealous
it.
Bitch.
He's being a bitch.
Well, this was because the
bitch.
First time when that first record came out, I remember finding it on Russian torrenting sites and be like, rad,
cool.
That
yeah,
is
I was like,
so
whoa,
rad.
This is cool. Yeah. So,
do you know where your biggest fan base is? Like what country or state?
Mostly, I think the UK.
Yeah,
that's where the first label was. But,
oh, that's so.
But I think
cool.
It's probably changing. Anyway,
I think a lot of people are going to want to ask what music.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it's secret.
It's
private. So there's a separation of church and state.
This is
here.
A separation of church and church.
Well, it's our listeners are all top level hackers. They're gonna figure it out.
They'll figure it out
pretty quick.
It's just very tonally different than what we do on this podcast. Could not be further from it. So
that's so cool. Well, you know his name on Reddit. If you want to find out, message him.
That's true. Speaking of, by the way, we got some new fans. I don't know if we picked up some wrestling heads, some squared circlers, but we got some new fans. Somebody called Dank Meme something something. I don't even know. Has been sending some really nice things to us. So thank you, my
thank
dude.
Thank you.
And shout out to all our other homies and everybody that's keeping it real on our behalf is how cool people say that.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What does keeping it real mean?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question.
What does it mean?
God, I feel like we could do a whole thesis on this.
You probably could at least teach like a philosophy 101, like first course. Yeah.
To me, it's kind of like don't be a sellout bitch.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Don't be a sellout bitch, I think is it.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Don't be a sellout bitch.
Class over.
Figured it out.
Boom.
That's just my one page of my thesis. It's 90 blank pages. The last name and the last page just says
don't be a sellout bitch.
You could take that deeper though. Don't be a poser. Being a sellout.
Don't be a poser.
Don't be a poser by My Free Day.
Sellouts
completely
are,
blank. Don't be a sellout bitch.
Don't be a sellout bitch.
Yeah.
And then your acknowledgments.
Problem solved.
In citations.
Citations. Yeah. Those are 25 pages long.
How do we segue into Trump? Because he's a sellout bitch?
Oh, yeah. Like,
our president's a sellout bitch?
Probably. That's as good as.
What would he be selling out? Well, he sells out to
literally sold
everything. I think it's like its whole brand is selling out.
He sold
actually.
Us out. That's yeah, for that's sure.
We don't want to be.
We don't want to
be political here. This is not a political pod. However, this has been like even by the standards of our president and the way this administration has gone, this has been a wildly Trump dominated week.
Yeah.
On Reddit and otherwise. So
that's
today
we got to dip in.
We had to do it. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk a little bit about Trump criticizes Trump, a subreddit, basically just dedicated to the citations of his tweets contradicting his other tweets, criticizing himself through tweets. But before we do that, let's talk about the homepage a little bit, which I already know some of the things are going to be pertinent to Trump, but let's get some things that are
yeah.
not necessarily that.
Okay, so, well, top of
this past week's actually
past
kind of
week.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was it this past week, the top that picture of a guy who survived being scalped by like a Sioux Indian chief.
Whoa, did not know that.
Let me send
that. Still's going on.
That.
Is that legal?
No,
absolutely not.
I want to say that it is right. Because if you're on
Holy
the res,
fuck. Oh, I did see that.
Pretty crazy.
That's
pretty rad.
Pretty
actually.
Chillax. So what we're looking at is a picture of a guy from 1889, and he otherwise it's like one of those old timey photos that you'd get at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
For all you listeners right. out there, and it's like yeah, the whole backside of his head's been chopped. And he's got this cool stitch line. It actually looks kind of like Brooklyn-esque hipster.
Yeah, it does, because he's got these like little bangs.
He right. would definitely do well in Brooklyn, if you know what I mean.
He would clean up.
He would clean up the old.
So this is the fourth. So the top post of this past week, by the way, is an image of Xi Jinping as Winnie the Pooh,
yes.
which is illegal in mainland China. And I find this narrative continues to be really interesting because so Xi Jinping's nickname is Winnie the Pooh, right? So photos of him as Winnie the Pooh, and it's literally just an anthropomorphic Winnie the Pooh that is Xi Jinping, is illegal because they don't have free press. They're really restrictive on the internet. As they continue to push further and further, I feel like we become more and more of an anti-China pod every week on accident.
This
I don't
week
mean
was,
to. I don't, I'm not against China. I just like feel like they're really complicated right now.
This week was the yeah. first week I felt like China's going to kill us like really soon.
Oh, I've been
like
this, very aware of that for a while.
It just like hit me. Like they had their big national parade. Mm-hmm. This week.
Yeah.
And they just seem like they got it going on.
Our national parade would basically be a bunch of rascal scooters in a line.
Nobody can walk. Did you?
Yeah.
There's a documentary called America Manufactured, I think it's called, on Netflix.
Oh, the Obama produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched it the other day.
I started watching it and I was really depressed when I started watching it, so I turned it off.
It remind me of you a little bit in that you're
Thanks.
Just from the area,
yeah, yeah.
I think. And it's like, it's like this economically depressed area and this yep. Chinese company comes in and they put up this factory and everyone's like excited because they have jobs. But the reality is like they're really low paying jobs and you got to work
right.
fucking 15 hours and nobody
right.
wants to do it.
Yep.
So it all kind of falls apart. But these Chinese workers come in to like train everybody.
Right.
And they have these like lectures about how to deal with American workers.
Wow.
And they're basically just saying like Americans need a lot of enthusiasm and encouragement.
Right.
And they've been raised their whole life to think they're special. And this is like it's like a lecturer explaining how Americans are to other Chinese people. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
oh, we're fucked. Like, it's like the Americans of the 1890s came to America now. And they're like, everyone's just a soft puss.
Oh.
And they're just, and you're ripping on it. And everyone's complaining and fat. And you're like, oh no. Oh no.
Got to give everybody a sucker.
They work 7 days a week, 15 hours, 16 hours a day. That's all they do. And they're totally brainwashed to do it for the betterment of China as a nation. And you're like, oh shit. We're fucked. Like, yeah. And they're on board.
Man,
it's crazy. It's a great documentary, but it's going to make you feel scared.
Very impressed. I mean, even if I did believe in our country as an entity, which I just like fundamentally don't.
Canadian
but I'm also,
narc, dude. Get out of here.
I'm just like non-dogmatic. So I think that patriotism is a dogma. I think it's the same fucking shit. It's the same thing where you're just like, well.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I was born this way in this place and I'm proud of it because we're the number one. I'm just like, if it's not number one, you don't have to say it's number one.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like, that's kind of my whole thing.
And like, where does this loyalty come from? You know?
It's forced.
It's weird.
Yeah, and it's also like, I just don't want to fucking compete with other places. But anyway, so where was I going with that?
China.
Sorry, Laird was getting out of my head.
Laird hits you, right? He hit you with that big wave surfer in your brain.
But I think that the American workers in trouble. I think globalism is a complicated thing because there are certain elements of it that are very good, but I think we have opened up the Pandora's box. Can't really close it. So
it was pretty clear
fucked,
that right? Americans doing manufacturing jobs is a thing of the past.
Yes.
It's just never going to be what we do again.
Well,
when there's a cheaper option that's going to be way more effective and excited to do it, it's never going to be people.
I wonder what would happen if we truly opened up the borders in the way that we claim we want to, where I know that Trump obviously does not, but I think that people that are kind of the globalist type are very eager to open up their borders. I think about this a lot about Detroit and Berlin because a lot of people love comparing Detroit and Berlin, and I go to Detroit a lot and I like Detroit and I was just in Berlin. And people, the thing that makes the two places different, there are a lot of things that make them different, but one of the key things is the inability for anybody to essentially just go to Berlin or go to Detroit and like find some space and try to make something, right? Like a random Estonian artist can't just like roll into Detroit because we have such wild immigration laws. So I think it'd be really interesting if we got to a point where, because America is getting to the point where we don't make anything anymore. We just consume them.
Yeah, right? But we consume good.
But this is
we consume so hard.
We are very good at consuming, but this is the thing with a lot of these. This is what people say about in the arts communities. People say this about Paris and New York and London. New York and London, or I'm sorry, New York and Paris are like consuming cities now. They don't really make anymore because artists can't afford to live there.
Right.
So people go to, it used to be LA. I think LA is becoming a consumer city as well, but it used to be LA, Berlin.
Now it's like New Orleans.
Madrid. Yeah, now it's New Orleans, Detroit. And so I think globally speaking, you know,
When's the Midwest going to have like their little, Austin kind of had their little thing. It's close.
Yeah, Austin had their thing. I mean, Detroit again will have its thing, but I think the problem is if America is not accommodating that thing, then we're going to be fucked. So I guess what I'm proposing is like what happens when people go like, I'm going to Lima, Peru, because that's where I can fucking just work on stuff because there's an open border and I can go there and like be an artist and find a community and test ideas. Right. In the same way that Berlin has been for Europe, I'm curious if that'll ever happen in Asia or a South America. It's not going to happen in America because we just are so fucking scared of immigrants right now.
America still has like, you know, electricity and water and CVS. And I think those things, when you travel, you come back, you're like, oh, it's good to be home.
For sure.
And like, there's there's the police and the fire department, like all that infrastructure. When you go to a lot of other countries, you go like, it's just not really going to be there. And it's a big leap for, I think, a lot of people to take.
I agree with that.
It doesn't mean it's not for you, but it's, I don't know. It's nice coming back to America when you've been in like a poor country.
Yeah.
I think you feel a little like safer.
I agree with that. But that also kind of goes to your point about
CBS.
The Chinese workers thing is, I think that's going back to that point a little bit where, you know, in America, we're so goddamn used to certain amenities that it makes us inadaptable other places, which I think is a problem. Right.
I've noticed that on all House Hunters International episodes. These couples are like, we want to live in a tiny cottage in the south of France. And then they see the size of the fucking bathrooms in the kitchen. And they're like, wait, this isn't going to work for us. And it's like, guys, I'm sorry. Like, Americans need those great big toilet bowls.
Where do
I
put my crock pot?
Yeah. Like, I've got 7 crock pots and a panini press. Like, where the fuck do I put it? There's no table space here. There's
when I just bought new toilets because we did some work. And
did you get the XL version?
Well, so they were pushing me hard on the bigger toilets. Okay. But to me, they look ugly. Like, from a design standpoint, they're like big.
Right.
And they take up more room. Right. And I'm like, and I'm kind of going through the pros and cons of a big toilet with like the toilet salesman.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's like a big old fat dude who like likes to sit on a big old fat toilet.
And I'm wants
like,
a throne.
I'm like, at the end of the day, like, what's the difference? He's like, well, you know, like, a lot of people just can't like fit stuff, if you know what I mean, from a guy's point of view. In there.
From one guy like, to another guy.
I was like, if you're like a big fat ass or if you have a huge Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
Both of which are not true for me.
Right.
Okay. You might want this humongous toilet.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm like, if I have a toilet where I can't get fat or else my junk won't fit into it.
Right.
This kind of keeps me thin.
Well,
this is my regulation.
Totally.
This is
And that's where I think
I'll be shitting in the streets, guys.
But then you become adaptable that way. I mean, I think that's part of it. It's like if you go to Japan and you're like, or like people say this about New York all the time, right? Is like you move to New York, you don't have space, so you don't get things that accumulate space.
Yeah.
Yes. But in LA, it's a little bit of a different situation.
We're like goldfish. Right? We grow to the size of our fucking tanks.
That's true.
I mean, like the Texas McMansion thing, it's just like full of everyone's, you go into someone's bedroom, 12 Ski-Doos. Like, why are the Ski-Doos in here? It's like, why wouldn't I put my Ski-Doos in
here? I've got 7 Ski-Doos and I have nowhere to put them.
And I've got a huge room, so duh.
That's what I do.
So speaking of McMansions, I did not see this on Reddit, but I thought it was very galvanizing because, you know, I'm on a fucking one-way train to assassinating all boomers, right? I'm not, but you know my deal with boomers for all the repeat listeners. Anybody that's new, welcome. I don't like boomers.
You've radicalized us.
I have. I'm a radicalizer. Yeah.
Against boomers. So,
I saw an article the other day that was about how there's a weird real estate problem right now where there are too many big houses. Because basically all of the boomers who bought their dream houses, right?
Yeah.
These like shitty McMansions are having a hard time selling them.
No one can afford
because
them.
Because no one can afford them. And like, I think that we've just changed the way we view that kind of thing where we don't need big places right now.
Right.
And so they're having a hard time selling them. So there's like I did see it on Reddit because it was on Murdered by Words, I think, where the comment in response to the article was like, well, maybe the boomers need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and and stop spending so much money on coffee and sell it for less just to get the experience. So taking the way they argue with us about getting jobs and shit.
Shoving
it right back up their tushes.
Up their prostate ridden tushes, dude. Yes.
But anyway, so let's move on to some other things before we start talking about Trump, criticizing Trump a little bit.
Real quick, I don't
think we're going to have to go really deep into that sub, by the way, because it's pretty self-explanatory. And I think some of the things around the homepage will be informing that.
True that.
Right.
Hong Kong's going crazy still.
Continues.
Like, crazier.
I feel like we picked up this story first. I'd like to give us credit.
What are you laughing at? We broke the story.
Yeah, we'd like
Hong
to
Kong.
Say we broke Hong Kong. And we've been tracking it, I don't know, pretty rigorously.
Right.
Like, this is crazy.
It's going to get worse.
It's only getting worse before it gets better. And it reminds me of the Arab Spring where you were just like, there were certain countries in the Arab Spring that were like, relatively civilized, and then the act of the subtle revolution really opened up the problems that sat below the surface. And so we're seeing this now, where it's like Hong Kong, it was fine. Like, Hong Kong is a nice place.
I have 10 friends that live there, at least.
Yeah.
And they have kids.
Yeah.
And they're like English or American,
like
banker folk.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to get out. I got to check in soon.
Yeah.
Well, the thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about this? I'm committing myself on my PC
to
really doing a fuck ton of research on this because we should totally talk about it.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand
with like an
enough.
Actual expertise.
I would love if Chinese French man or French Chinese man.
Did he abandon us?
He may have.
I think he may have gotten actually offended by us talking about China and he
really?
Stopped listening to us.
Well, see, this makes me
no,
sad.
It's the other way around. China listened in.
Oh,
and
he got.
He's in a camp.
Do you think he is Xi Jinping?
I think he's probably
Xi
Jinping.
Can you imagine if we were responsible for getting somebody thrown into a labor camp?
We're responsible for the Hong Kong Spring?
We'd have to go.
Wow, this pod ripples, dude.
We did break that story.
Hey, so. You throw a rock in the water in Los Angeles at the beach, it ripples all the way to the Hong Kong Bay, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people to say be honest, that. Like, The Fiend was not popular until we talked about him last week.
That's true.
We broke The Fiend. We broke deepfakes. We broke the fact machine.
We should do an episode on it. And, like, I'm just going to connect it to my PC. The fact that I have a PC now means, like, I'm more serious.
It means you're a coder now.
Yeah. So, like, I'm a coder and, like, I'm more serious about stuff now.
Can you scoff at Dad and I real quick about our like consumer Macs?
Yeah. Do you guys even have ray tracing on those things? Ridiculous. So lame.
I don't even know what that means, and it's perfect.
That was an amazing right there.
You're good.
So anyway, but I do want to say, like, if we do cover it, because I want to understand the Hong Kong stuff way better than I do, because it's getting worse and worse. Like, on the top page, there was a post that a protester was shot in the chest with a live police round during the... Apparently, there's a 30-minute documentary called Hong Kong Behind the Frontline by Mark Fennell.
Okay.
That's a really good way... This is from Nano Lucas. Nano Lucas, thank you. A good way to show people how the young protesters in Hong Kong are supported by the older generation.
Right.
It's a highly recommended documentary from him, especially for people who don't have any idea what's going on in Hong Kong at the moment. So I'm going to watch that on my PC.
Nice.
With my superior display. And
Well, you have that foldability, which is really cool.
Exactly.
And touchability.
Yeah. Watch this.
Dog Boobs is folding her computer in half
backwards.
Oh my
god, she broke
her computer.
Breaking.
My computer turns into a tablet.
Holy smokes.
Which she can just tab around on.
Like to see you do that with your Mac.
Or anyway. What a lot of people are calling crap.
Yeah, crap. More like it. Anyway. But yeah, so shout out to all of the protesters in Hong Kong, because you guys are
way
more badass than like kids our age in the U.S. And
it almost feels like it's what the Bundy family was trying to do and failed.
Yeah.
Where they were like, we're going to take a stand, and then they're like a bunch of bumbling idiots, so they never pulled it off. I don't think anybody in Hong Kong.
Ted Bundy? None of them, what?
Huh? Bundy, you remember that? Bundy Ranch?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Bunny Ranch?
No, the Bundy Ranch, which was it was this guy named
Dennis Hoff's
Clive,
place.
Clive Bundy.
Yeah, it was great. We used to go every summer for like 2 weeks.
Arizona State.
Clavin Bundy.
By the way, let's move on to some other posts. However, now that you are a PC head, we're going to have to do PC the Master Race.
Oh my God.
Because that's a popular sub
that's so true.
I know you're part of.
I'm one of these guys who, like, I want to get a PC just to be like,
I know.
It's
I do that
better.
With, I do that
and
with
I want to get
cycle,
an
man.
Android phone because I'm like,
I
feel like there's something going on there.
I just can't escape it, dude.
But I'm hooked into the lifestyle of the cloud and all that baloney. But maybe my PC, our PCs that we invest in should just be our dark web computers. Or
something. Oh, yeah. It's only our cryptocurrency.
That's
computers.
Right. Yeah. So when we're on that, you know, we're up to no good.
Or we're taking down
the man.
The patriarchy?
No. Yeah.
What are they taking down with cryptocurrency?
It'd be cool if you were taking out the patriarchy and then you just exploded.
Yeah,
man. <That's true.
laughs> Like, I didn't mean it to be me. The other patriarchy. There's this cool story about
patriarchy.
It's just called Florida Man King. Just
ugh.
It's just like Florida never gets old. And
no,
there's
just
picture. It's just that the header says an alligator is swimming in Florida Lake with a knife in its head. And there's a picture of a fucking alligator with like a kitchen knife stuck in its skull, and it's just cruising.
And he's fine because alligators are made up of 80% concrete. So like
that's
just
true.
That's like what they're comprised. Like that's what their material is. Like they're fucking rocks.
They're the most interesting
they're
animal
dino rocks.
We have, right? Because they're dinosaurs.
Yeah,
like
they're
they
dinosaurs
survived
with rock heads.
Everything else on the planet died.
Right.
And they're like, but not us.
Not us.
Yeah, they are little dinosaurs.
I feel like they just like sat there lazy on their tummies while like the whole world Pangaea was burning up.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And they were just like, well,
whatever.
gonna chill out here since we can survive for 7 billion years without eating.
That's right.
It's just amazing.
They are the greatest chillers.
Yeah.
Out of any, like, they can just lounge for weeks.
Well, and nobody wants to fuck with them.
No one fucks with them.
No one asks them to like clean their room.
People in the bayou. Remember that show? There was a show a while back about people who hunt
gator skinners.
Gators. Yeah. Gator skinners.
I don't like the idea of hunting them for, because they're one of those animals. They're like elephants, right? Where they're just like, they're big and scary, but they don't need, they're not after you.
Yeah. I feel like they're just trying to live their life.
I think there's a population control issue with them in the place. Yeah. In the South. Like,
well, bring them out here, dude.
We could use a few more gators.
Ship them out here.
Here's another post that I really like. So this is from the gaming sub.
Anytime I say population control, I get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like you might have just said something racist on accident.
Yeah. Like it just sounds like eugenics. I'm two steps away from something major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
you know what else we can control with population?
The human population.
So this is a post on gaming. It says, we couldn't decide on dinner. And it's a photo of everybody. Are you guys seeing this?
Yeah.
It's people playing... what game is this? Why am I blanking?
Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. The new Super Smash Bros. On Switch, but all the characters, so there are 8 characters below, so this is obviously a frat house or something. And it's it's Panda Express, McDonald's, Mexican Wendy's, Fish, White Castle, Arby's, and Sonic. I like Fish. I'm rooting for Fish, because that's the only one that is, unless Panda's literally talking about panda meat, but I think it's Panda Express. Yeah. And then it's whoever wins.
Yeah.
Is the fucking dinner choice.
You know what? Speaking of pandas.
Really hoping they don't win McDonald's, because that would be a goddamn shame.
If that's a good way McDonald's, to choose meal is through competition.
Right.
And you always got to throw a stink bomb in there, right?
Yeah. Like fish.
Like just fish.
Yeah. Like,
although I'm so down fish. For fish that's why and they chips. Did that.
I wonder if they legit were just like, we need let's throw a curveball in here. Just
up
so that
stakes.
We really know who we're up against.
Well, it's not a game unless there's a curveball, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's true. You have
to, there needs to be a loser.
Yeah, agreed.
What up with this girl, Greta Thunberg, making us all look bad?
Greta, I know. She's really cool.
Has it been that long since we potted that we didn't talk about Greta?
Yeah, she's, I mean, this is maybe under the Trump umbrella-ish. Right. It's on the fringe, but they cross paths. They play swords a little bit. But man, she made this really great speech, and I'm just looking at this one picture, 46 down. In Montreal with 500,000 people marching with her about climate change. And you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't march.
No, me neither. And I should have. But I fucking love her. I love that she's, I mean.
She speaks way better than I'll ever speak.
Yeah. I know she has Asperger's and I know she's Swedish. So her affect may be a little different for that reason too.
I didn't know
she's Asperger's and Swedish.
Yeah, and Swedish. Yeah. But I feel like it makes her such a fucking badass because she's not like shy or smiley or anything. She's just like this hardcore, like, I'm pissed.
So here's my thing with Greta that I'm a little...
I don't know that much.
Yeah.
So...
I'm a little worried about this. And this will... Well, we can use this as a segue a little bit more into the
if
Trump
she's
stuff.
Also like anti the Jews, I'm sorry.
No. No, she, no, she's... Perfectly. So I'm of two minds, right? So one, I think she's a 16-year-old girl who has autism or Asperger's at least.
Very trendy.
I think that very trendy. I think a lot of the criticism that is being thrown from the right is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I think it's like literally these people have no class and no bounds, and I just find it bizarre.
It's so weird.
Which is such a bummer. However, the flip side of it is, you know, I think it's another one of these situations. So I've had people that I really respect on different podcasts and, you know, people that I know personally who have actually kind
Joe
of been.
Rogan.
No, I don't think Rogan, he might, I don't think he said anything. This is doesn't seem like something Rogan would criticize. It seems like something he'd be like, I'm too dumb to understand.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things I love about Rogan is every once in a while he'll be like, I don't know.
It's so great.
Right.
Comedians always are like, but don't listen to me. I'm a fucking idiot comedian. I'm just joking around.
Which is kind of
like,
nice. Yes, you know what I mean?
That's what it is.
But I've heard some people that are truly insightful, informed people come down pretty hard on her because I think that she comes from a situation of like class and privilege and I think that maybe her connections are, I don't want to say diabolical, but I feel like it's a little bit of like the climate. There's a weird thing in climate science and the the discussions of climate as it pertains to capitalism, right? Where there's a lot of money to be made in switching over to certain kinds of materials, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some things, some people talk about how like the person who funds her or somehow she's connected to somebody who has a for-profit climate organization that like gives 10% of its earnings to a climate research or something, but like is ultimately a for-profit company. And like those are the things where suddenly I'm just like,
there's some funny business.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure, and I also don't think it discredits anything that she's saying. I think everything she's saying is real and sincere and very, very pertinent. I believe in everything she's saying, and she's not a perfect prophet is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. I don't think that she needs to be.
Jesus no. had whores, you know, a lot of people.
Jesus had whores, y'all.
You know, I have that t-shirt. We're selling it on our site.
Jesus had whores.
There's also legitimate criticism, not of her, but of like the global community embracing this, like, you know, this white child face of this movement
of
when there have been a lot of minority children, and especially like indigenous peoples that have been like, hello, we've been trying to address climate bullshit and how you people have been destroying the earth for centuries.
Exactly.
And
I think like that Native American guy on the side of the highway with a single tear.
Yeah, he knew it was bullshit
that was like in
back 80s then.
80s or 70s or something.
Yeah, and we didn't listen to that guy. But now we're all like, oh, Greta. But it's not, that's not her fault. I appreciate her using her privilege for good.
And she should, even if she's wealthy. I mean, you know, like,
you know what's interesting?
Ivanka Trump came out and started pushing hard against climate change with an absolute sincerity. I'd kind of be like, I mean, actually a good example, a good reference point for this is when Kim Kardashian came out talking about the Armenian genocide.
Yes.
Which I was kind of like, listen, you're a piece of shit. I hate everything you stand for. However,
yeah,
good for you.
Thank you for using your platform for this.
And
well,
so
if you are a rich white person, it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, it doesn't negate.
If you
still
don't.
Should.
Right. If you don't talk about climate change, you hang out in Nantucket and you hit golf balls at dolphins, which is very fun.
Right.
people are going to shit on you. But if you then come out against climate change, people are going to still shit on you. Because,
right.
So it's like,
I
don't know. You can't just shit on her because she's white. That just sounds like racist.
Well, of course.
Like,
and I don't think it's.
Whoever they is.
No. And I don't.
It's like she's trying to do something.
Yeah.
Well, my whole thing is like, I am for Greta. I'm on Team Greta for sure. I'm just like, I think that she...
I'm on Team Swift, Team Taylor Swift.
I'm definitely not on Team Taylor
Swift. You're a Swift head.
I think Greta just became...
I have the Swifter. I use it.
Quilted Swifter picker upper.
I think Greta just became too much of an icon immediately.
Yeah.
Without kind of like...
It's so much responsibility to put on a kid.
A 16-year-old kid.
It's actually interesting.
Who has, by her own admissions,
if I'm like,
some communication problems.
Yeah. If I'm Billy Exxon, you know, president of gas and destruction of seals. And this chick.
Hey, Billy Exxon, nice to meet you.
Hey, Billy Exxon, I speak Mandarin, I speak Dutch. Billy Exxon definitely speaks Chinese fluently, which is cool.
Right.
But I think the life cycle of the internet and popularity is that Greta gets really popular for 2 weeks. And everyone's like, she's going to save us.
Totally.
And then it goes away.
Totally.
And Billy Exxon's back to clubbing seals.
Exactly.
So it's like you almost don't need to worry about shit.
Right.
Because people still have cars.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
And it's like, you know, there is no savior. I mean, there's no plan other than let's do better.
Right.
Which I think most people are like, okay. I got to get to work and I got regular problems.
And I do think that I am not a believer in America's version of capitalism at all. But I do think that we are
growth,
now.
Growth, baby. Growth.
We are now at a point, though, where it is like the only tool at our disposal to fix some of the problems that have really fucked us up, right? Like, it's one of those things where, like, if the economics of keeping fucking white elephants alive is higher than killing them, then they will stay alive because of the system that we've created. And I think it's the same thing with climate change. It's like, if there's a compelling, I mean, look at cigarettes, right? Honestly, it's like, the best.
Wait, are we pro or against?
We're pro cigarettes.
We're pro, because vaping kills now.
That's right. We're back to smoke. Cigarette companies are like,
Well, but the cigarette companies were also doing the vaping.
You guys.
So as soon as they found a way to make money
sabotage.
It's so funny.
Marlboro put rat poop in all of the vape. serums and
to
shit.
Get people
all,
back
and all
on
the strawberries, the strawberry flavor.
Yeah. Like, try this new product called Cigar.
Yeah, Cigar.
But I do, I just think that that's how it's going to be. So I think that,
well,
you know,
Exxon's going to own, you know, the solar grid too, right?
But if Exxon owns a solar grid because of the world that we have created, that is not a bad thing because they are, yes, they are going to, like,
economics will,
they're
solve
way too, they're way too powerful that we almost need to, we need to get to the point where they go, wow, it really makes sense for us to invest in, like, yeah, crazy wind farms, it's more than oil. So
yeah,
hell yeah, we're making more money now.
I know there, right, are like these two sides. One's like, fuck it, we need to tear it all down and start over, which I love. But is it more realistic to say, like, it's too big now? Yeah. Like,
it's a fantasy to think we
need
can do
to make
that.
It, yeah, like, financially attractive to be saving, yeah, the planet and for corporations.
Dude,
and
honestly,
that's how it will change.
And that's the only way we're going to be able to pull it off. And I think that that's,
it will. It'll get there.
I hope. And I think that that's just, again, it's just a tricky.
I saw some hope with this new Tesla 3 that's out.
Right.
Like, the cost structure of it is very doable for regular folks like us.
That's great.
And I was, my buddy was like, he's like all into it. And I was like, so what's like the breakdown? It's like roughly $400 a month to sort of lease one, which
is, yes. Holy smokes.
Which, like, if you have like a regular, good, decent job, and then that's
not bad.
And that's no gas. And that's no maintenance costs, like oil changes or anything like that. Yeah. And so it's actually, you're probably about, maybe call it $500 on another car.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if, I don't know, you're like, okay, that's like, it's only, then that's now. In the next 5 years, as more companies start doing this, that'll get down into the twos and threes. And then everyone will just do it.
I think
we're very close to like that turning point. And it's because these companies like Tesla are like pushing the buck.
When is Tesla going to come out with their version of the Ford 350, dude? Because that's what I want.
They have a small SUV, like like a RAV4 type SUV, maybe like smaller than their X-Wing thing, coming out next. And so I think people are going to be all over that one.
I mean, I'm down with it, and I think that this is I just like anything ever. I'm never 100% on anything. I'm always like some degree of temperament, because I think it's really fucking dangerous the way we do anything when it comes to this stuff, where we see Greta and we go, Greta's the best. She's gonna save us all. And then all of a sudden she has 5 million followers. And then all of a sudden, like, fucking McDonald's is like, we have a green initiative. Can we hire Greta? And then it just becomes this corrupted fucking.
Well, you got to get that. What do we call it? A cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese. All right. Speaking of cheddar cheese,
Greta needs a yacht, dude.
And corrupting all of society, or being a system or a symptom of the corruption of society. Let's talk about our fucking president.
Yeah.
All right. So
we want to be really clear on this. We are not a political
pod. We aren't.
And we are just going to be telling a lot of jokes.
So for anybody who's new to this, who doesn't understand the joke, we have had people. We don't talk about politics ever, but it just comes up because it's what our world is right now.
Yeah,
comes up and it's big on Reddit.
And people don't like it when we talk about politics, but it's just where
nobody
we're going to have
likes
to.
Hearing other people talk about politics.
Yeah.
True, I think. Unless I think you're
fairly true.
A fucking boomer.
Yeah.
And you watch
CNN.
Tucker Carlson.
Fox blow me.
All right. So
we're talking about a really special subreddit today.
Trump criticizes Trump.
It's called Trump Criticizes Trump. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about this and then we can just jump right in. Okay. Trump Criticizes Trump. We've got about 250,000 members in here. It's a 2-year-old subreddit. It's basically a portrait of presidential hypocrisy. So for every Trump action, there is a Trump tweet criticizing that action. So
it's just so funny.
Some of the rules that apply to this one are, you have to link to a Trump quote, it has to be a Trump controlled source, and the quote demonstrates hypocrisy. So there are other rules that are like the usuals, but that's pretty much it. So a good example.
You know what I love about the sub is it's the format is so simple.
Yeah.
And like it really doesn't allow for people to like post with critique. It literally is just like, just post the tweet.
Yeah.
It does it on its own. Yeah.
And the fun. So I think the thing that got most people's attention the past week or two was the number one, like most hypocritical Trump tweet was when, back during the Obama years, he was like, can you impeach a president for gross incompetence? And everybody dug that up after the impeachment inquiry was like started. And they were like, I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like that's kind of what made me aware of this subreddit. Right.
Do you guys think, in general, this guy is just
He's fucking crazy.
On speed.
Maybe.
I think that's part of it.
And just sits around. He's like underslept, on speed, and stressed, and just like talks out of his ass. Nothing's prepared. Everything's out of his ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can kind of relate.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to improv this meeting.
I think.
And then it's like, what did we talk about in there?
I think it would be really.
Which I'm allowed to do because I'm not the president.
Well, he's just like a walking id, dude. Like, yeah. He literally is, it's like, he just doesn't have, like, he because of the life that he's lived and the places he's gotten, like, he has beaten the game of a life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He became the president against all
by
fucking
cheating,
odds.
By cheating the world.
So now he's there and he's just like, anything that even crosses his mind, there's no, like, the process that you go through as an everyday person where you go like, oh, this weird like racist thing just entered my fucking thoughts. He doesn't have any reason to be able to say like, maybe that's not something I should express. You know?
Yeah. It's mind blowing.
And I think that's what makes this whole thing so perplexing is like all of his contradictions, all of the things that he says, all the things that happen. Like, so the reason we're talking about this, of course, is because of the Ukraine and now China and Australia.
People call it the Ukraine,
like all of the things China. That have happened that are basically what Trump has done is he has called upon Ukraine. First, he called upon Ukraine in a private phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, about some business dealings that were done in Ukraine.
Joe Biden's son was on the board of a gas company.
Which has since been proven fine. Like, everything has been proven fine, but Trump is doubling down.
I guess the way it works, like, Ukraine is some sort of, like, new business boom for, I guess, a lot of, like, oligarchy and money. And so there's all these large corporations that are sort of, like, that are growing quickly, and it helps them to get investment when they have these sort of important American political or business figures on their board. It's like, look, we got the vice president's kid on our board. That means we have a direct line to American royalty. And so if you can get that on your board, we can then get more money from an oligarchy to invest. That's their strategy, right? So that's what they've been doing.
Right.
And Joe Biden's kid just keeps getting like a sick paycheck, which I was like, God, I could really do that job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just get on the board, get $350,000 a year. Hanging out.
$350,000? Dude, he gets $50,000 a month, I think.
I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably 10 times that.
Yeah.
That's just job. Fucking crazy.
So that was what was going on. And I don't.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
So Biden's.
Yeah,
it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's also.
It's dirty business.
We don't want to. I don't think it's worth us trying to explain the nuances of how the Ukrainian international business relationship works because it's a bit complicated,
kind of one of our specialties
because there's a lot of weird elements of it, but the thing that Trump,
that's sort
Trump
of the backstory
done,
of what
I mean yes to a degree that's I think that's a big part of it but I think Trump, you know, what he has done that has kind of made it problematic because obviously his kids are in the exact same situation. That's like the whole point of their relationship to him. They're on the board. They're literally sitting in the White House doing business with Scotland as we speak. Right?
Yes, and I think if you looked at every congressperson's kid or somebody, like, you'd find 20 more of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
old Ricky McConnell,
right?
He's out there.
Oh my God,
Saudi Arabia, a couple of boards.
So what Trump did though is he asked Ukraine to investigate Biden's son, which obviously is a breach
and it was during a very interesting time where we were withholding money from Ukraine.
Right.
So it was pretty much, I mean,
it was quid pro quo is basically what they're saying, even though he didn't explicitly say it. But what has made this even more complicated and interesting is he's like, initially he was saying like, it was a perfect phone call. Why are you guys complaining? Right. The Dems are doing it again, basically. And then has since doubled down on national television asking China as well to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So basically he said, this illegal thing? Well, what are you talking about? That's not illegal. And he does it again.
Why don't you look into Biden, China, and Ukraine, and everybody?
Exactly.
And we're all just standing there with our mouths open like,
This continues to be, again, one of the things that makes this guy so interesting. It's like, it's like the thing that, you know, when you, when Hitler died, you were like, we better fucking study that guy's brain, because I've never, like, that's never happened like that before. And I think it's the same thing with Trump right now, where you're just like I,
Hitler
it,
was
it
like,
lacks, it lacks a shared, we lack a shared rule set.
Yeah.
To such a large degree with Trump.
Yeah.
That it makes it impossible for us to make sense of how to combat the behavior of him, because he doesn't believe in the rules that govern normal society.
I think that's the key to extreme wealth in America.
Yeah, like what you 100%.
Just said is ignoring basic rules. Like,
our ruling class lives by the phrase "rules for thee, but none for me." Misa called Jar Jar Misa, your humble servant.
Dog Boos reached over.
No, that was good because...
Because Jar Jar was an elitist.
We are Jar Jar.
Yeah, we are Misa Jar Jar Banks.
And Trump is a Jedi. Exactly. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's not.
They don't give a fuck about the Gungan race, okay? We're down here underwater, suffering day in and day out.
Right.
What?
Let's go ahead and go over some of these tweets.
I think Hitler was like famously on... You know, liquid cocaine, steroids.
He was on meth all the time.
Meth, and constantly, he would. There was all these doctors who would just come and shoot him up shit.
But that was back in the day when it was like
cool.
It was like a cold medicine, pretty much. Yeah.
People didn't really know what it was, and it was this miracle drug that made you feel better.
It was called strength tonic.
But then the stories are like he would just sit around and talk for 6 hours to a room full of like diplomats, and they'd be like, "What is this guy talking
they'd
about?"
They'd be like, "Uh huh."
But it seems really similar. Yeah. It seems really 100%. Similar to this guy.
And that's one thing that people don't. It's very easy to be like Trump is like Hitler, but I don't think what you just did, people don't do enough, which is like, no, we're not saying he's like Hitler. We're saying that the things that made Hitler a particular kind of person are the same things that are making Trump a particular kind of person, which is like ranting to dead space because you're on a heavy dose of speed.
Yeah. Right? Like, have you ever hung out with someone on a lot of cocaine who's just telling
and they're just like, I have this screenplay that I've been working on. It's a five part biopic about Charlie Chaplin. And you're just like,
the reason why you don't take it seriously is because you put it in context. You're like, it's 3 a.m.
Right.
It's nighttime.
Exactly.
We're at a discoteca.
Right.
Now, put that
in Argentina.
Right. Put that at 9 a.m.
Right.
And it's light out.
In the
and
Oval
everyone's
Office.
In suits in the Oval Office.
Right.
And people are like, well, this is where you do business. I guess he means what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You got to put all of Trump's, everything what Trump says, you have to put it in Argentinian discotheque at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it will make it seem less.
It makes so much more sense.
In the context, the right context. The context is off of Trump.
Yeah.
Put him in a discotheque.
Dude, I mean, that's.
Problem solved.
Like usual on this pod. You didn't mean to, but you said something very profound there.
We get to the bottom of things at this spot. We get to the bottom of things.
And I think it's true. But anyway, let's talk about some of these tweets, because I know that dog doesn't have an infinite amount of time.
Yes.
So we don't want to cut it too prematurely.
Here's a fun one that we all remember. Hillary Clinton's emails, right?
Oh, my Christ.
Hillary Clinton's useless use of a secret server put national security at risk, he said 3 years ago. Three years ago today.
Wow.
And... That's literally what they did. Like, after the Ukraine call, they put the transcript or the notes from this call or the recording on this, like, mysterious secret server where no one would ever find it.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, I don't... Yeah, so that's a good example. Because
he just did
example.
That. He literally just did that with this stuff with Ukraine. I mean, they've done this many times. Like, all...
Right.
So that was another thing about the Ukraine shit is, like, that call, they put on a private secret server... Right. And I think that he's also been using like fucking DonaldJTrump@gmail.com for some shit. Like, I think that's been another one where he just like.
So it's Craigslist massage account.
Like, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter. It like literally does not matter if what he said was at all credible or not. It's just, it's like at a certain point, he no longer is a lie because he doesn't believe in truth or lies.
So. When you crunch the numbers, which we like to do because we are a couple of beautiful minds.
Right.
And you just do the impeachment Senate numbers, I think he knows he has the numbers on his side where he's not going to get impeached.
Right.
And he's not gonna do what Nixon did and resign. So he'll run again,
no, he
and his base
resign.
is His base seems to be solid. I think it's shifted a bit, but who knows how much. And so I think he knows all that, and he's like, fuck it. Like, why would I change?
Well, there's another really good sub.
I don't know how it can get him.
Yeah. I mean, we talked a little bit offline, kind of in our private, did you Reddit thread about another sub that we could have talked about today, which was Ask Trump Supporters.
Yeah.
And I think they address some of these things, which is really interesting. It's because you
are they are they changing?
It's no. Their whole thing is you ask Trump supporters. So I was reading through some of them, and it was kind of more unfortunate than I was hoping. Like it seems like
nobody's opinions are shifting because
I was hoping it was going to be like people were going to be asking questions civilly, which is what was happening, but then the rebuttal was kind of like from the Trumpian kind of dialectic, right? Which was like, oh, well, you think that, you're going to reopen a 2-year investigation and find nothing? Is that what you want to do? Like, it was a lot of like rhetorical rebuttals that weren't like helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So someone would be like, well, what do you, as a Trump supporter, like, what do you think about the Ukraine stuff? And they would be like, oh, you want to reopen another investigation? Is that what it is? Last for 2 years and waste all
and
these
you're
tax
like,
dollars?
I'm asking you a really easy question.
Yeah.
It's just like tribal teams. It's like I'm on this team and they can do no wrong.
But that was basically what it came down to. Is like I was looking through and there was a post that was just like, for everybody who is asking questions, this is what you need to understand. This is not a matter of logic with the president. This is a matter of like winning and losing and this is like my team or die, and these people have made their case for the team that they are on, and now it's just down to the fucking like Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
Like it really, that's what it all boils down
Except
to.
Except instead of a really awesome, hot 50-year-old baseball player, they're all these super rich fucking white dudes that I'm just like, Why is everybody like got so, they're acting like they have so much skin in the game. Yeah. It's like, we're all getting fucked by these guys.
That is again, like such a good and important point. And maybe this is the fucking Laird Hamilton, like super strand going through my veins, but my brain is tickling right now.
He has been microdosing Laird Hamilton all morning.
Snorting Laird Hamilton superfood creamer all morning. But that is the case is like, you know, we just don't,
snort some Laird.
I know.
A lot of people don't realize that we have more in common with a homeless person on the side of the road than we do with any politician.
Yeah, I mean, this
in D.C.
is, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, this is like,
our lives are more similar to.
We don't have skin in the game.
No.
Like, that is the fucking problem.
And
like,
we
don't have skin in the game.
No. And the ultimate thing is that we've all pretty much been convinced we do on this, like, deep level of, like, this gut reaction of, like, no, like, my team's better than your team. And you have to stop and be like, no. We're all the ones that are getting fucked here.
Well, and I mean, this is, I hate to be the goddamn boomer hating communist here, but I am literally the boomer hating communist here, but I'm not a communist because obviously I'm, like I said, I think that capitalism is kind of the way we solve some of the biggest problems in society. But the only reason I say that is because we've fucked it up so much. But what we're talking about is very like, vanguard versus proletariat. It's very like original Marxism.
Yes. You know what I
mean? Because like that is the thing is like when you divide the proletariat, the vanguard wins.
Yeah.
You know? And that is what's happening right now. Like clearly all the people that support Trump, like they don't have a good reason to support Trump other than wanting to watch the world burn. And I think we all kind of want to watch the world burn because we want to see what rises from the ashes, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason you want the world to burn. But I think that there are people who are like, we want the world to burn and see that happen, and we want to see the burning through.
Yeah.
And then there are people that go, we want the world to burn, but that's a bad idea because of all the other carnage that's going to come from it. So how do we make the world burn without actually burning it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? You need fossil fuels. Yeah. And with that, I have to take off.
I know.
But love and light.
Love and Light.
Misa Jar Jar Binks. Misa going to talk about the Hong Kong uprising one of these days.
Yeah, we're gonna make this one a relatively short pod because, of course, like we don't want to go too deep into it. And I think that this just to sum up the Trump criticizes Trump. I don't think this is one of those subs where it's pretty simple, right? It's a pretty basic sub. It really is. It is posting tweets from the president that have attacked his own stance on things that basically just create a a narrative of contradiction that is kind of like impossible to unweave.
And the contradiction's so consistent, it almost feels like the subreddit's become just an aggregator.
It
of
is.
Like
it really is.
Every new tweet, it's like, oh, well, we've got a tweet that completely, whatever.
But the most consistent thing about him is that he isn't 100% inconsistent and full of shit.
Right.
And so you have to then, moving forward, everything he says is just made up on the spot, and you can't take it for what it is.
But then what do you do with that? Like, what do you
It's kind of genius. I don't think it's on purpose, so he's because he's not a genius, but the public doesn't, you're sort of like left in the dark.
Well, I do think, I wouldn't say he's not a genius. I think he is a genius in the same way that Steve Bannon is a genius, right? Where it's like they know where the cracks are.
Yeah.
And they understand, and they lack the moral code to the point where they're okay with like peppering the cracks, right? And making the fissures deepen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's a genius in the way that we want a genius, right? Yeah. I don't think he's a genius in the way that Obama was a genius, right? Or that like fucking even Ronald Reagan was a genius, where they're so good at the manifestation of like populist ideas. And they're so good at like taking things and inspiring hope and like galvanizing the original core of America. I think Trump is a genius in the way that he can like probably sell a shitty used Civic to somebody who wants a new one, right?
I mean, the Obama side of things was to create hope,
right,
and positivity, even if it didn't happen, but people felt maybe more hopeful,
right?
And that this guy creates fear and stress and worry. I guess when people are stressed and afraid, you can sell them more Civics.
Yeah. I think that's what it comes down
to. Macaroni and cheese. And by the ton.
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre thing.
I think you can control people more when they're afraid.
Right. And we're not.
But it's a tactic.
We're not necessarily, a lot of people are talking about politics. We're not a politics sub, but this is, as it pertains to Reddit specifically, this is a very interesting subreddit. I mean, this is why we love Reddit, right?
It's a huge sub,
and it's also like we love Reddit because it takes all of the things that are happening in modern society and gives it a little bit more of a cultural spin and creates a community that it then builds around, so that it's a perpetual petri dish of what that community and what that specific mainstream cultural trend can grow to be. Right. And what this is a documentation of the hypocrisy represented in the number one form of communication from our president, which is Twitter. Right.
This is great when President Trump says, I would have run into a school shooting. I would have run into a school during a shooting, even if I didn't have a weapon. That's what he says.
Oh my God.
And then the first comment, this guy from Kevin with a J says, he would have tried, but those bone spurs sure are painful,
which is
the excuse he used to get out of Vietnam. Which is great because he's a big puss.
He's the biggest. Oh, wild. All right. Well, let's do a couple randoms to close this boy out. By the way, you know I'm going to WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, I'm going to SmackDown tonight.
I've
heard. Can we talk about that? So shout out.
Very
shout out
exciting.
Our last episode.
So what's the dealio?
The Rock is coming back tonight.
I know. How did you get a ticket for this?
Like, the bottom.
Is it, how many tickets did you get? Who's going?
I got three.
Can I join? Is it too late?
You want to join?
We could
scope
some
tickets.
Is it at the Staples? Staplers?
The Staples.
Stapler Center.
The Stapler Center. The giant stapler in downtown Los Angeles.
If you guys have never been to Los Angeles, the Stapler Center is shaped like a big red swinger.
That's all it is.
Singer. Yeah. Stapler.
It's a big, big, big stapler.
I've always wanted to go. I think it looks like a great time.
I'm very curious. I also, on my tickets, it says limited view. So I don't really know why.
So you got like behind the posts.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping I got,
you'll be able to walk around.
And yeah, exactly.
You're probably gonna have dumpy seats, but it's gonna be a whole
culture. From what I understand, is like when you go to wrestling events, it's literally a giant Royal Rumble. So there's no seats assigned. You just have to wrestle people until you find your own seat.
Oh, people are just jammed in there.
No, I'm making that up. But wouldn't that be nice if you like walked in and like everybody that walks in, all of a sudden it's like, you grab your weapon and then you have to just.
Can I pitch you a movie idea that I think is very cool?
Let's do it.
The setup is tonight.
Okay.
SmackDown. The Rock's coming back.
Cool.
We're all at the Staples Center. Something happens. We all get locked in. And there's some kind of a zombie outbreak.
Nice.
Or maybe a viral attack. And you got like 18,000 people plus professional wrestlers having to survive and not kill each other or kill each other. What do you think? It's contained. exciting. Some love triangles.
Are you asking who wins?
I'm just saying, would you watch that movie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be
like good. A Snakes on a Plane energy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson is definitely the announcer.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. All right, so.
That's exactly how we talk.
That is actually how I talk. So let's change. Let's end this random boy. Let's hit some randoms before we do, by the way. This is submitted 4 hours ago in World News. New story. Russian witness thrown from window after his name was exposed by Trump Tower lobbyists' emails.
So the lobbyist exposed him, then he gets killed in Russia for it.
I don't really know. This is from Raw Story. I don't even know like
what's up with Raw Story.
I don't know what source is credible anymore either.
Yeah, it's all.
I think that's part of the reason why I still rely on the New York Times and the Washington Post is because like they're so big and there's so many eyeballs on them that there's like some level of need to be credible or else you're destroying an institution.
I think they're good, but they do lean in a direction.
Oh, they lean in a direction for sure.
And it's like, it's almost too apparent.
Yeah.
And that's,
oh, I don't disagree with that.
I wish they were like, I wish they gave the counter argument in some of the stories they do.
Yeah.
Because you don't have much to rely on except for those, which, and they're great, but right. You kind of also go like, they have like a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
How come nobody's just like down the middle?
Because down the middle is no longer down the middle at a certain point.
It's true. At a certain point, you got to be somewhere.
You got to pick a side. But all right, so here's a couple of randoms. I just landed.
This one's pretty good.
Go do yours and then I'll do mine.
Oh, Tales from the Pizza Guy. I feel like we've talked about doing more story-based.
Damn, I love that.
Story-based storytelling on this pod this content. And I think this could be a good one.
So it's stories of guys who go deliver a pizza and then a girl walks out naked.
All right, we welcome you with our pizza arms. Please fill. Yeah. So rule number one, don't be a dick. So yeah, it's stories from pizza delivery guys. And of course our mind always goes to the porn, but we don't know. Maybe a lot of other cool stuff has happened.
maybe not.
30%
chance. Yeah. Here's one that I thought I landed on this one. This has almost 1.5 million readers, which is wild.
That's a lot.
Biology, just literally biology. So this is a sub for I think it's biological research. So the top post right now, or at least what's the top of this past week? Top of this past week is the note on our university's confocal. The largest fossilized human turd ever found. Ow, we're talking. This is
this is peak Reddit. I'd say.
It belonged to a sick Viking in the 9th century and has been valued at $39,000.
Wow.
So this is a very expensive turd we got here.
It's pretty cool to be
a sick Viking.
Wealthy, and you're like, what am I going to do with my cash? I'm going to buy a turd.
Oh, man.
Just keep it in a glass case, and people say, what do you got over there? And you go, well,
that's the kind of thing.
It's a Viking shit.
That's the kind of thing that you get when you invent something on accident that ends up being extremely lucrative. That's like right. That's like the quiet Velcro kind of thing.
Yeah, you're like, I got $1 billion. I'm not quite sure what to do with it.
Yeah, I never intended to be rich.
Yeah,
so I'm buying some unnecessary shit.
Yeah.
Here's what else we got. So, I mean, this is kind of an interesting sub because this is very like these are stories that are not exclusively like, you know, talking about mitochondrion details that we would never understand. Like Caltech scientists have discovered a new species of worm thriving in the extreme environments of the Mono Lake. I don't know what that is.
Mono Lake is a lake that's at such an elevation, there's no life in it.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
It has three different sexes. Huh.
Three sexes?
How's that work?
Guy, girl, and I go both ways.
Ooh. Can survive 500 times the lethal human dose of arsenic. And carries its young inside its body like a kangaroo.
So we know who's going to win the apocalypse.
Yeah,
that worm. Tardigrades and those things, right?
This is like a pretty good place to explore like sci-fi ideas.
If you're a sci-fi writer, it seems that's a good piece of advice. Go to biology.
Yeah.
Because those worms, if eaten, you know, probably make you stronger.
Yeah.
Definitely make you a better UFC fighter.
Why does And there's some questions here too. Like, why does fluid output increase after drinking salt water? Interesting question. Looking at the homeostatic mechanism for increased osmolality, and also dehydration. The body increases ADT, which adds water pores to the nephron to increase water reabsorption. Fucking nerd.
That's when salt's in your body, it actually sucks water out of your cells.
Oh, that would make sense.
And then you have this extra water
that
has to be evacuated with the salt. I think then it spits the salt out in the evacuation.
Yeah.
Is that true? I don't know.
I think so. Here's the last one. Hey, fellow Redditors. I got a slightly strange question. I've eaten some spicy food and in cause of that, wow, this guy doesn't speak English. This is foreign language or native language. In cause of that, my saliva got very thick and I questioned myself, what kind of enzyme or substance thickened the viscosity of saliva produced in our mouths? To be specific, I want to know which substance protein is in charge of the viscosity and drawability. Hope anyone knows and can help me. Any answer?
I
believe it is the mucus that thickens up in your saliva as a reaction to the capsaicin to try and cool your mouth down.
That sounds good.
Wow, we're ending this thing on a wild note.
I did not expect. People ask questions on forums, and then the top post is always like, I don't know, man, but. Yeah. And they give a non-answer. It's like, why even answer the question? And then they'll sometimes talk shit about the person's question. It's like, the guy is just asking a question.
I don't know, but I think.
Yeah, but
and
I
then
think,
a very pedestrian answer.
Right. Yeah. It might be something like this, but you should check somewhere else.
That's so funny.
You know, I just landed on his drugs, which we haven't done yet, have we?
Drugs? Oh, no, we haven't.
That's the mugwort episode.
Oh, yeah. It is a mugwort episode. Damn. Wild.
Also landed on chicks with abs, but doesn't seem like there's a lot of depth there. reason why I think this is prevalent to society. diabetes in America is check 10 down. Nice abs. Cool. This pod is flattening out pretty soft here.
This is what happens when Dog Boobs leaves. We just go, huh? Science, huh?
I just got an ad for ProVigil.
Oh, it's my shit.
What's up?
Here's an update on my ProVigil thing.
Yeah, let's talk.
So I've been taking various forms of uppers for about a decade now.
Yeah, I mean,
almost every day.
What do we think?
So I took modafinil and ProVigil and NuVigil for a long time.
And they're the same and you would just alternate?
It's basically the same.
Do we take them together?
No.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's like Trump behavior.
I'll close the borders if I do that.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see a shit about the moat, by the way, the alligators and the...
No, but was he suggesting a moat around the White House?
Somebody is like, I don't know if it's a real story or not, but there's been a report that he has considered putting a moat at the border. Filled with alligators.
I mean,
and he's like, I did not do that. And everybody's like, that sounds like something you would do.
He'll probably then go back just to troll reporters and be like, yeah, this is what we're doing.
Wouldn't that be tight?
And then people would talk about that shit for 2 weeks.
You know what would happen?
What?
We would put water parks there.
Yeah, it would be cool.
We would go fucking tubing in the moat at the border.
It's kind of badass.
It's kind of cool.
We got a lot of gators.
We're
just shooting them. Could put them to work a little bit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking lazy-ass gators. So I've been taking stimulants of some form for the last decade. I used to take ProVigil or NuVigil. ProVigil and NuVigil, the generics are modafinil and something else. And they are one is basically kind of instant and the other one's like long release or whatever.
I don't know
what the term is. So like time
release.
So I was taking the one that was instant and then I was just finding myself getting like really speedy and then crashing really hard and then my brain would turn off. And so I was like, I went to the doctor and I was like, I don't know, man, I kind of feel like maybe I need the, so I started taking the,
how long was it speedy for, like 4 or 5 hours?
About 4 hours, yeah. 3 or 4 hours. And then, so I take the time release one and that one like keeps me up. So if I take that one after 3, I'm fucked. I won't be able to go to sleep.
Wow.
Which is nice. That's kind of the point, right? But I went to
what about sleep?
No, dude, who's got time for that? I don't have time for the fucking sleep. But I went. I went to.
I'm worried about you.
I went to a neurologist, and I went to a neurologist because I was like, I think I'm losing my mind, and I wonder if it's because of these drugs. And he's like, we've never heard of anything like that happening.
Well,
you're fine.
There's a lot of studies that sleep is good for
you. Well, sleep is really, but
maybe you're not sleeping enough.
I am. I'm definitely not sleeping enough. But the problem is, when I do sleep enough, it's almost worse. Like, that's the issue. Is like I don't get enough sleep, but then if I get 7 or 8 hours sleep or 9 in like some freak circumstance, all day I like can't wake up. Like, I'm so tired. So that was why I originally went and got this medicine in the first place. But anyway, so I went to the neurologist and I was talking about, you know, having a hard time focusing and just whatever. And he was just like, have you tried Adderall or Ritalin? I was just like, I have definitely tried Adderall in the past, but I like choose not to because it's amphetamine or whatever. He was like, maybe you should try Ritalin. Maybe like try that one, see if that one changes
your
behavior.
What's the difference?
They're similar.
Yeah.
So now I'm taking Ritalin instead of the other two.
Okay.
But I'm like, it's almost on like a test basis. Like, I'm finding that I like being on Ritalin more than the other two. The other two make me kind of feel a little wacky. But Ritalin is,
I feel like they're fast acting.
They are fast acting.
And they kind of like come and go quickly.
For sure. Yeah, I crash pretty hard at the end of a Ritalin.
It's like, it's there if you need it, but you don't have to use it, kind of.
So now I'm kind of like, I kind of teeter between. I have both of them in my bag, and I like, you know, I try to figure it out.
It's weird. It's kind of the new American work steroid. It's just like.
It is. Yeah, it's a performance-enhancing drug for corporate America. Yeah, that's just how it is. So now I have, I am taking Ritalin kind of as my main resource.
Tight.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm not abusing it. It's like I take like 5 milligrams a day.
Seems like, I mean, most, I don't know. It seems like it's been around long enough where people kind of know. I think you can definitely overdo
that.
It's
been around since the 1920s in Germany.
Yeah. I mean, really since Hitler invented it.
Yeah.
And gave it to Trump.
So if I'm lucky, I will also invade Poland and change the course of an entire race of people forever.
I think when you mix it with a bunch of other shit and you take too much of it for too many hours in a row, it's probably not good.
No, I don't. And that's not my move. I'm like, I literally use it because I need it.
Just right? Like everything else.
Yes. Because I need it. I need the drugs. All right. Anyway. Cool. So we're going to close this guy out. I know we talked a little bit more.
Tight pod.
Fun pod. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking more about it. We're back for a while. I don't think anybody has any immediate travel. So I know our travel schedule sometimes fucks things up. But our beloved Dog Booze has started a new occupation. So
I went out of town last weekend. Yeah. She's a new job. I was in Lake Tahoe for a bachelor party.
Typical.
Shout out the Bachelors.
Shout out the Bachelor on CBS.
It's pretty fun. 9 o'clock. Pretty fun. A lot of dude stuff. A lot of frisbee. Yeah.
Ooh. The old frisbee.
Little stripper frisbee.
Stripper frisbee.
No strippers. But,
hey, we just wanted to see if, like, you know, is it cool if we just, like, toss frisbee in here? Or, like,
which one's not cool? Come over to, like, throw the frisbee around with us? Because it's cooler.
Yeah.
We're in town, man. I'm having another baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm when's not that happening? Anywhere ever in about 3 weeks.
Are you for real?
Maybe four.
That's it.
End of this month. So,
bro, I did not know that.
We're into this month, and yeah.
Is she showing it, dude? She wears
a pretty puffy starter jacket, so it's hard to tell.
She's like in like full on like squatting.
She's one of those
stage.
Ones like I had a baby but didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh, cool!
Remember
I love
that
those
show
stories.
On
yeah.
MTV. It's yeah. like, what were you wearing for what, a
and,
year?
And what in the world? Like, what a surprise that would be.
Well, I sat down to take a number two and. Now I'm a mom.
Good thing I had a double XL toilet because.
What? Right.
Yeah.
I don't believe those stories. Those
I don't believe
crazy.
Them. Dog looked, she's good energy right now. I feel like she's in better form.
It seemed like that last job might have been troublesome, and now she's in a new opportunity that seems good.
Right.
And she got a PC. It's probably because she got a PC. Because all those pussy ass Mac users,
it's bringing us down.
So now she's Takeshi 6ix9ine us hard.
She got a PC and now she's just
back.
Better spirits.
Yeah, it's better for designing Sims houses too.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. My name is It's Your Dad.
my free day, and
there was once a dog boobs sitting across from me,
but she Takeshi'd out.
She Takeshi'd
got
out.
Got in her Lambo and just peeled out like through my front grass.
I love that we're using Takeshi 6ix9ine as our reference point for like rapper behavior, because he's like literally in prison the rest of his life now. Because he's just narking on everybody. It's have you great. Seen those amazing memes where yes. he's giving them out, and then it's like, you still have another 22 years. And he's like, oh, have you heard of the Reddit NBA streams site? It's like giving out every illegal secret.
The fucked up and sad part about that whole thing is, he guys seem like a piece of shit anyway, but he's going to get murdered in prison.
Well,
he's going to get
murdered in prison, but also he does have a very sad story. Like he's kind of one of those people who like made a lot of mistakes when he was younger, had virtually no guidance and grew up on the streets. So,
right.
So I think that he just is, he's a fascinating case. We will see a pretty heavy documentary about him someday, I think.
Yeah. That's not going to be happy. I don't know. But I mean, look, he's lived a higher high life than I've ever close to. So that's cool.
For sure. Yeah, he's definitely. He can afford a pretty decent.
Flew lawyer. A little too close to the sun.
Technically, our beautiful Icarus, Takeshi 6ix9ine.
That's right.
All right. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet, the way of Reddit, the way of the internet, the front page of the internet.
We are the way of the internet.
The way of the internet, front page of the internet. Reddit. We'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.